You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/archers.
It was your idea.
Yeah, I know. I wish he didn't have to do it today.
We don't want Jim having second thoughts. You said he was pretty hacked off about what they did to his article about Mike.
No, only because they moved a semicolon or something.
Edited out all his Latin quotations.
Yeah, probably. But he's over that. He was really keen to do a piece about you.
And I'm really keen to have my business plastered all over Borsetshire Life. So everybody's happy.
Yeah, except me.
Oh, come on.
Well, why does it have to be today?
Only day Jim could do.
Well, I don't believe that.
That's what he said.
It's not as if he works, is it? Unlike some people.
Oh, poor you.
Well, it would have made so much more sense if you could have done the interview tomorrow, when I'm not here.
It's only going to take an hour or so.
You said he wanted photographs as well.
Yeah.
Well, so you'll be going over to the forge?
I guess.
And he'll expect you to fire it up and put on your apron and bash away at some bits of iron?
Probably.
It's the sort of thing they'll expect in Borsetshire Life, isn't it? Sparks flying, sweat dripping, the craftsman at his toil.
I suppose.
And that's going to take a lot longer than an hour or so.
Sorry. Oh, that'll be him.
Oh, I'll get it. Hi, Jim.
Afternoon.
Come on in.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Here they are.
Oh, yes, all right.
You were very good, Jim.
Thank you. But I was completely unprepared for the audience participation.
That was the best bit.
You really didn't know it was coming?
We'd rehearsed the speech perfectly straight.
But Sir Linda didn't know either?
Oh, I think she did. She'd planned it all with Kenton, apparently, to give it spontaneity.
Well, you took it in good part.
Thank you. It seems to have been a great success, at any rate.
Have a seat.
Thank you. I do apologise for disturbing your weekend.
That's okay. We don't mind, do we, Alice? Would you like a cup of tea?
That would be delightful.
Well, I thought you'd be going over to the forge.
I'd like to have a bit of a chat, first of all, just to get some facts and figures straight. Is that all right?
Absolutely. I'll put the kettle on.
Yeah, I think I'll go and see if Amy's home.
I have never known anyone laugh so much for so long.
Well, you've got to admit it was funny.
Oh, it was funny on Friday in the village hall, but Vicky repeating it for the 17th time.
But when she laughs, you can't help but join in.
If you say so.
Oh, come on, Tom.
Your dad was starting to look a bit tense.
Yeah, I think he worried she was going into labour.
You reckon?
The way she was clutching her sides.
Could that happen, do you think?
What?
You know, premature labour being brought on by excessive hilarity.
I don't know. Hard to be premature, though. The baby's due in a week or so.
Yeah. Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Alice.
Hello.
Where are you off to?
I'm just going home. We've been to lunch with my dad and Vicky.
Oh, how is she?
Yeah, fine.
Loud.
Tom.
We've just been given a reprise, with encore, of the entire Christmas show.
What?
You know, I simply cannot believe that Linda didn't know any of that was going to happen.
Oh, she did. According to Jim, Linda and Kenton did it between them. It was only the rest of the cast didn't know.
But we could see her from where we were sitting. And in the first half, Robert practically had to wrestle her to the ground to stop her leaping up on stage and demanding they stick to the script.
Until she realised that everyone was having a ball and laughing their socks off.
Well, that's not what Jim said.
Perhaps she was pretending to be appalled.
Yeah, possibly.
Hey, are you and Chris going to Lower Loxley tomorrow night?
No, I've got to work tomorrow.
You're kidding.
Fortunately not.
I didn't think anyone was going back to work till Wednesday at the earliest.
I'm the new girl, aren't I? When I joined, everyone else had already booked their Christmas leave, so I get to work the shifts no one else wants.
But you'll be back in the evening, won't you?
Yeah, but Chris and his dad are ringing in the new year at St. Stephen's, so we're going to spend a quiet evening with my in-laws.
Well, that sounds like fun.
I don't mind, actually. I'll be knackered and... Oh, you're not going to the Lower Loxley ball, are you?
Why do you say it like that?
Well, it's a bit of a stuffed shirt sort of event, isn't it?
No, not at all. There's loads of young people going. We're going along with Kirsty and Ifty.
Oh, Well, maybe next year.
What are you doing this evening?
Nothing much.
We're going to the ball. Why don't you and Chris come too?
I feel a bit silly doing this on a piece of cold iron.
No, it looks fine.
I could easily fire up the forge.
No, really. As I said, these snaps are just a sort of guideline to give the people at Borsetshire Life some idea of the kind of illustrations I want.
But if they're sending out their own professional photographer...
No, it seems they need guidance. Let's just have a look at these pictures. Oh, dear, I seem to have cut your arm off on that one. Oh, that's better.
Let's have a look. Oh, no, I'm always doing that.
What?
Sticking my tongue out.
Sign of concentration.
Oh, that one's better.
Not bad, I suppose.
Well, if they're only there as a guideline.
Well, they'll do.
So is that it? Anything else you want to look at while we're here?
I can't think of anything.
Well, if you do, you can always give me a ring.
Oh, one thing I didn't ask you. What made you want to be a farrier in the first place?
Oh, goodness, that's a big question. I guess, well, I was always fascinated as a kid, watching the blacksmith and...
Hang on, let me retrieve my notebook. If I don't write this down, I shall inevitably forget it. Okay, carry on.
Well, I wasn't much good at school, at the academic stuff anyway. But I've always liked making things. You see that? That's the first thing I made when I took over the forge.
Ah.
Ronnie always had a horseshoe on the wall, but I thought...
A Mjolnir.
You recognise it?
The Hammer of Thor. I do know my Norse mythology.
Of course you do.
I'd better take a picture of that. Could you hold the notebook?
That was in April.
What was?
When I took over the business.
Yes, you said.
A bit sooner than I intended, to be honest, but... When Ronnie announced he was retiring, it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up.
There speaks a true entrepreneur.
Although I still get cold shivers when I think of the size of my bank loan.
You were lucky to get a loan. From what I understand, the banks are very wary of lending money for anything these days.
But they could see it wasn't just a viable business. There's potential to expand.
Oh, you're planning to expand?
Not immediately. But eventually, I'll take on an apprentice and train him up, or her, just like Ronnie did with me.
But in the meantime, you make a reasonable living?
I make a very good living. Better than my wife. And she's had 4 years at university. Oh, you better not print that.
Friday morning, 11 o'clock.
I didn't really know him that well.
Come on, Tom. He was a village character.
He always used to sit in that corner over there until he got a fail.
Aye. That was Bob Pullen's corner.
Handy for the gents.
Anyway, the point is he's got no family he's in, but they're holding a funeral for him at the church. Be a tragedy if it was half empty.
We can probably get away from the office.
Good evening.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Liz.
Hello.
You'll come to Bob Pullen's funeral, wouldn't you?
Well, when is it?
Friday morning.
Oh, I'll be at work.
Can you not get the morning off?
I'm afraid not, no.
Let me see you're a relative.
Don't go there, Jazza.
A funeral's an important rite of passage.
Alice works for a bunch of workaholic nerds who don't understand about rites of passage.
Are you going to sing?
Huh?
At the funeral?
Give him a reprise of, what was it called? The Naughty Nun song?
Oh, yeah.
The Friar and the Nun.
Can you sing that at a funeral?
Mr. Pullen would love it.
Oh, come on, Jazza, sing it now.
Do you know how many times I've been asked that in the past couple of days? I think I'm going to have to start charging.
Buy you a pint.
Fiver minimum. My favourite charity.
Oh, what's that then? McCreary's in need.
But a pint would be perfectly acceptable, Christopher.
Okay. Alice?
Red wine, please.
Brenda?
Oh, I'm okay, thanks.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, back in a minute.
Tom, I meant to ask. Were you here Thursday night?
Thursday?
That was our Penny Hassett. I missed all the excitement.
Oh, you mean when Clive Horribin was arrested?
Jim says the police rolled in, mob-handed.
There were certainly sirens and blue flashing lights.
And a lot of shouting when they dragged him out.
Resisted arrest, did he?
Oh, yeah.
But what was he doing there in the first place?
Visiting his dad.
I don't think they get on, do they?
I don't get on with my ma, but I still visit her from time to time.
Well, isn't he supposed to keep away from the scene of his crime?
Yeah, but that's why he was arrested.
But how did the police know that he was there? something. That's the weird bit.
You've got to feel sorry for Bert Horobin, though.
Why?
Two sons inside.
It's not his fault.
It's only a few months since Keith was banged up.
My brother's been inside. Doesn't he worry me? And that's for my cousins in Glasgow.
Oh, there's the red wine.
Oh, thanks.
Lager will be a minute. They're just changing the barrel.
So what are you, Chris?
What?
Having jailbirds in the family.
You're talking about my Uncle Clive.
And the other Ian.
Alice's mum is scandalised. Which is fun.
Stop it.
Well, she is. Doesn't bother me in the slightest. Although, I hope Jim Lloyd doesn't mention it.
What's Jim got to do with it?
He's writing an article about me for Borsetshire Life.
What?
One of those profiles, like he did for Mike Tucker?
He interviewed me this afternoon and took a load of photos.
But I said... When that profile of Mike came out, I'd said to Jim, why don't you do an article about my business?
We thought it would be good publicity.
That's the reason I did it.
And he said to me, well, I can't keep doing articles about Ambridge. I've got to spread the net wider.
Oh, right.
So, how come he makes an exception for you?
Well, I think he was rather taken with the traditional craftsmanship angle.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Nah, he just thinks Chris is a more interesting person than you, Tom. No, you mentioned more photogenic.
Oh.
In the current climate, when employment opportunities for young people are scarce, particularly for those without the advantages higher education brings... No, better not say that. Opportunities are scarce. Particularly in the countryside. Yes, that's better. It is heartening to discover a young man creating his... Forging his own opportunities. Is that you, Jazza?
No, it's a burglar.
You're home early.
Aye, I got fed up listening to Tom whinging. Get enough of that at Bridge Farm without having to listen to it at the pub and all.
What's his problem?
You are...
Me? Why?
Because you didn't profile him in Boss It's Your Life. And you're writing about Chris Carter.
Oh dear. Is he very upset?
Upset? Foaming at the mouth. He was off for coming round here to give you some serious grief.
Oh no.
I did my best to talk him down. I used all my best diplomatic skills, but he's not a happy bunny.
We had a go at the quick step as well.
You and Emily?
It was all right when we did it slowly, but when we tried it with the music, it all fell apart.
Why didn't you ask Lewis to have a little practice with you?
Can Lewis do ballroom dancing?
Oh, yes. When he was your age, it was the only sort of dancing there was, so everybody had to learn. He's a very good dancer, Lewis.
That was a bit pathetic, wasn't it?
Yes.
No, it was very good. It's just one fence down, and Casper only grazed it.
But there are only titchy little jumps. I'll give it one more go.
Not now, Freddie. It's 12:30.
Oh, Mum.
By the time you've got Casper back to his stable, it'll be lunchtime.
I don't care about lunch.
Freddie?
I'm starving.
Do you want to go to the ball tonight?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, do you?
You said we could.
If we were good and did as we were told.
Thank you, Lily. Now, go on. Back to the stables. No more arguments.
Brenda! Well, good boy, good boy.
Hello, good Christmas.
Yeah, it was very festive.
How was New York?
Oh, wonderful, yeah, wonderful. Well, seems a long time ago. Actually, that's why I wanted to talk to you. I'm going away again on Wednesday.
All right.
I've agreed to take my mum for a short break.
Somewhere nice?
Whitby.
Whitby?
Well, her choice. So you'll be on your own in the office?
Won't Matt be there?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be there, in and out, I dare say.
I think that's your phone.
Yeah. Just a text. It's, nothing important. So that's okay, is it?
Yeah, no problem.
I do not believe...
Morning, darling!
Oh, hello, Auntie Lillian.
What don't you believe?
Oh, it's nothing.
Well, I'd better get going. Walk on, boy, walk on.
See you this evening.
This evening?
Yeah, the ball.
Ah, yeah, of course.
What's the matter?
Jim Lloyd.
Oh, dear.
He was serving in the shop.
You didn't say anything.
No, I didn't. I was just going to pay for the tea bags and leave. But Jazza has obviously been stirring things.
Oh, no.
Why does he do that?
His warped sense of humour.
Anyway, I put my tea bags on the counter, offered Jim a fiver, but he just ignores it. Launches into this tortuous explanation of why Christopher's business is more befitting the Borsetshire life perspective.
Befitting?
Which seems to boil down to the fact that the forge is more picturesque than, well, than what he referred to as my sausage factory.
Oh, no.
At which point I abandoned the tea bags and walked out.
Hello, Kirsty.
Oh, hi.
I love your dress.
Doesn't she look stunning?
Thank you.
And what about you, Iftikhar?
Yeah, scrubs up well, doesn't he?
I can't compete with you ladies. You both look great.
Thank you. Now, I have to warn you, Freddie is here.
Ah, yeah, but he said he was going to twist your arm.
Oh, it wasn't just him. Lily decided that now they're teenagers, they're grown up enough for the ball. And when the two of them get to work on me...
Fifty!
Talk of the devil.
Hey, Freddy!
Oh, don't you look smart?
I love the hair.
It's gel.
I would never have guessed.
My cousin Josh gave it to me for Christmas.
What have you done with Conrad?
He's in the ballroom. You've got to come and meet my friend Conrad.
Not now, Freddy.
You'll like him. He's really good at maths.
But Iftikhar's here to have a nice time dancing with Kirsty, not to mess around with you and Conrad.
Well, you can spare me for 10 minutes, can't you?
Of course I can.
Come on, then.
Don't let him bully you, Iftikhar.
Don't worry.
Sorry.
No, don't apologise. It's lovely that they get on so well.
Yeah, especially given that Freddy isn't really keen on maths.
Is he learning anything?
Yeah, he's making real progress. Despite the fact that they seem to spend their whole time together hooting with laughter.
Are Tom and Brenda here yet, you know?
Yes, they arrived about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, good. I'm supposed to be meeting up with them. I'm a bit nervous.
Why?
It's the first time I've been to a proper grown-up ball.
Really?
No one's ever asked me before.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a lovely time. It was always, well, Nigel and my favourite event of the year.
Getting too old for this.
You? Oh, that'll be the day.
I need to sit down.
That was brilliant, Auntie Lily.
Yeah, she's good, isn't she?
Yeah, amazing.
You could win prizes on Strictly.
Oh, that's sweet of you to say so, Tom.
You'll have to give Brenda some lessons when you've got a quiet day in the office.
No. It's Brenda's dad, you should be asking. Taught me all I know.
Yeah. Go on, let's find a drink.
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay, we'll see you later then.
See ya.
See, what did I tell you? You are the belle of the ball.
Oh, hardly.
Well, you are to me. And like Tom said, we make a lovely couple.
On the dance floor?
No, not just on the dance floor.
No, I didn't mean...
Been a pretty good Christmas so far, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, how about that drink?
Yeah.
Christmas is very similar to Eve.
And do your family get together at Christmas as well?
Oh yeah, we have a big family party. We eat ourselves silly.
But not turkey and Brussels sprouts.
No, my mum always drew the line at that. But we used to insist on having a Christmas tree.
Oh, Christmas trees aren't Christian anyway.
Apart from the star on the top.
Well, we've always had a fairy on top of ours.
Oh.
I have to say, I had a brilliant Christmas.
Did you?
Hampers sold really well. Ready meals are up.
Tom!
What? It was the best Christmas yet for sausages.
Just for one evening, can we not talk shop?
Come on then, Kirsty, let's burn some more shoe leather.
Oh, not yet, please. I haven't recovered from that jive.
This is a nice slow one.
Oh, I'm still really hot. My feet are killing me.
How about you, Brenda? Can I tempt you onto the floor?
Oh.
You don't mind, do you, Tom?
Oh, no, of course not.
I'm a bit of a rubbish dancer.
Well, so am I.
Oh, that's a lie.
I know. I've seen you tripping the light fantastic.
I'll be gentle.
All right, then.
Great. Back in a minute.
Okay.
Well, let that be a lesson to you.
What?
Well, that's what talking about sausages does for you. Your girlfriend goes off with another man.
She's always telling me,
not everyone's as interested in sausages as you are.
Well, she's right.
No, she's right. I just keep forgetting.
That was good.
Yeah, lovely.
Come on, let's go and find ourselves another glass of bubbly. And I can manage another helping with that ice cream cake.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Hello, Auntie Lillian. Are you having a good time?
Yeah, we're having a great time, aren't we, Puss?
That's lovely. Although I'm not sure I'm going to last until midnight.
Oh, of course you are.
My feet are beginning to complain.
Well, you can stay in bed all day tomorrow.
No, I can't. I've got a pack for Whitby.
Whitby?
I'm taking Mum. She went there during the war and has a yen to see it again.
In January?
Yeah, daft, isn't it? The wind will be whistling in from Siberia and there'll be 10-foot waves crashing over the promenade.
Well, I've booked us into a beautiful hotel with a spa, so if the weather is truly terrible, we can have a nice, relaxing time with steam baths and massages.
That sounds more like it. Now, I don't suppose you've seen my children, have you?
I spotted Lily earlier. Oh, she's disappeared.
Oh, she's supposed to be ringing in the new year over at St. Stephen's.
Well, she's got to go to Ambridge.
Yeah, Lewis is going to drive her and Freddie over with their friends, and then they'll stay for the fireworks on the green.
Ooh, they have such stamina at that age, don't they?
Yeah, so I need to go and round them up and get them changed.
All on your own?
Hifty's gone to help Elizabeth. She can't find Freddie.
Brenda's abandoned me too.
You haven't been talking about sausages again.
No.
Ready meals?
She just met up with some old school friends of ours. But they were all a bit drunk and raucous for me.
Oh, you always used to enjoy a bit of drunk and raucous.
Ah, no, it was never really my thing.
You've got a short memory.
Well, maybe when I was a teenager. That's a long time ago now.
Oh, dear.
What?
You don't think you might be getting middle-aged before your time?
Me? Middle-aged?
You haven't found yourself lusting after cardigans, have you?
Oh, come on. You know me better than that, Kirsty. Although...
What?
I have to say, if building a business, settling down and getting married, and having kids, if that's being middle-aged, well, bring it on.
You're a lucky man, Tom.
Am I?
Well, you know where you're going. Found the right partner. Got your future all mapped out.
Haven't you?
Me? Oh, God, no.
What about the right man?
What, Ifty?
You seem really happy together.
Oh, we are. Well, I am. He's gorgeous and funny and we have a ball together.
Oh, quite literally.
Tonight. Yeah, we do. But I'm not sure that he's husband material. Did you think you were doing?
I didn't realise how late it was.
You have a watch, don't you?
It's just Conrad's never seen Casper.
Oh, so you thought you'd wander over to the stable in the pitch dark?
I took a torch.
Late at night?
It was a pretty silly thing to do, Freddie.
Look at the state of your shoes.
Sorry.
Freddie, if Conrad wasn't here, I'd send you straight to bed and you could forget about going to Ambridge to see the fireworks.
I'm really sorry, Mum.
You'd better go and get changed. Lewis will be waiting.
Okay.
Well, quickly now. Thank you so much, Iftikhar. I'm sorry for shouting like that.
It's okay.
I know I worry too much about the children.
Understandably.
I always fly into a panic if they're not where they're supposed to be.
When you've lost someone, I know when my dad died so suddenly, I couldn't let my mum out of my sight.
The thing is, it's been 2 years now since Nigel died.
So?
I should be getting used to it.
Why?
Well, it's what they say, isn't it? The first year is the worst, and then things get a bit easier.
That's just an average. Doesn't work for everyone.
I constantly find myself thinking, what would Nigel say? He'd never forgive me if anything happened to one of the children.
I think he'd say, well done.
What?
You've coped brilliantly on your own.
He would have known straight away to look for Freddie and Casper Stable. Like you did. It just never occurred to me.
Anyway, he's okay.
Yes.
And you're okay?
Yes, I'm fine now. And, please give my apologies to Kirsty. She must be wondering what's happened to you.
She'll be fine. Don't worry.
Thank you so much for your help. And, for listening.
I never imagined Chris would stick with it.
Oh, I think he's lovely.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying.
Oh, you mean his dad side by side in the bell tower?
Yeah, it's just of all the things Dad tried to get him interested in.
Like the pigs, you mean?
It's funny that bell ringing was the one he took to.
Oh, you should have gone down with him.
What, and leave you to clear up all on your own?
Oh, well, there's hardly anything to do. It's not like it was a big party.
It was nice, though, wasn't it?
Oh, did you think so? I was afraid it was a bit dull for you youngsters.
No, it was lovely. Right, that's the glasses, Dad.
How are we doing for time?
Oh, it's time. It's midnight.
Oh, shall I open the window?
Yeah. Oh. Hey, look, there's still some wine left here.
Well, enough for us to toast the new year.
Yeah, I reckon. Mm. Oh, only a mouthful each, but it'll do.
Oh, I don't want to keep this open too long. It's freezing out there. Oh, listen. Yeah. Oh, come on, Emma.
No, I won't be a mo. There you are, Mum.
Oh, there we go.
Church bells at midnight. So lovely.
Happy New Year, Emma, love.
Happy New Year, Mum. And let's hope it's better than the last one.
Are you awake? Happy New Year.
Oh, well.
And happy anniversary. Well, I brought you a cup of tea. Oh,
you're up and dressed.
It's nearly 10 o'clock.
What?
I let you sleep in.
Oh, but the kids.
Oh, I've given them their breakfast. They're downstairs watching the telly.
Oh, you are good.
I know. But I do have to go out for a bit.
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, just to check over the drives for tomorrow. As Pete never ceases to remind me, I did rather drop him in it last year, getting married and going on honeymoon at the height of the shooting season.
Worth it, though, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So, I just popped into the lambing shed to wish Adam Happy New Year, but he's not there.
No, Eddie's covering this morning.
Oh, he looks awful.
Does he?
Yeah, too much cider last night, I expect. How was the ball?
Oh, it was lovely. We had a thoroughly good time, and your father's still sleeping it off.
Oh, but not you?
Well, it was a bit of a struggle to get up, I must admit, but... Oh, I've promised to take Gran over to the Laurels this morning.
Oh, it's their wedding anniversary, isn't it?
She and Jack, yes, 22 years. Anyway, how was your evening?
Quiet.
You went over to the Carters?
Yeah, and then down to the village, and Christopher and Neil rang the New Year in.
And Lily Pargeter.
Oh, yeah, she was there.
Elizabeth said she was letting her stay up.
Yeah, saw her and Freddie on the green afterwards, watching the fireworks.
Oh, were they good?
The fireworks? All right.
Well, you don't sound very impressed.
Oh, it was just that I'd done a full day at work.
Oh, yes, darling, of course I'd forgotten.
Yeah, and by that time, all I wanted to do was to go home to bed.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Will. Hey, happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
It was this time last year, wasn't it?
That me and Nick tied the knot, yeah. Best move I ever made.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm just going to have a quick check round, make sure everything's in order for tomorrow.
Yes, I need to get going with the catering this afternoon. I'd better make a bit of a splash. It's the last big shoot of the season.
Yeah, sadly. Anyway, happy New Year.
Fine to you.
Yes. Right, well, I better go and smarten myself up and then it'll be time to go and collect Gran.
Oh, I'll come with you if you like.
Oh, darling, there's no need.
I know, Mum, but...
Well, it's not as if Jack knows who you are anymore. He doesn't even know Gran these days.
Which is why she needs our support more than ever.
Well, yes, that's true.
Chris isn't going to service till at least lunchtime.
Really?
Well, he had to stay sober for the bell ringing, you see. Oh. Spent the evening on apple juice, and according to Eddie, there was a lock-in at the ball.
Oh, really?
Now, all I know is Chris came stumbling home at about 3 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I've nothing better to do.
Well, yes, that would be lovely, darling, and I'm sure Gran will really appreciate it.
No Kira today.
Oh, no. I was going to bring her out, you know, give Emma a couple of hours to herself. Because Ed's over Brookfield this morning. But Kira decided she didn't want to be with me and George.
Oh, dear. Oh, George loves his new bike, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. He's been out on it every day since Christmas. It was a very generous present.
Yeah, well, his old bike was much too small.
He has grown a lot this last year.
Oh, yeah, when he was pedalling along, his knees practically came up to his chin.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a pretty expensive bike.
I know, but Will always wants the best for George.
Oh,
mind you, he's the same with Jake and Mia. Spoils and rotten. Jake! Jake, not so high! That's dangerous! Stop it!
I have to say, it's lovely having the grandchildren back living with us.
And that's working out all right, is it?
Oh, yeah. To be honest with you, Nick, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love that house and we'd never move, but it's much too big for just the two of us. So having Emma and the kids back with us and Ed, of course, it's ideal, really. And Christopher came over last night with Alice and we had a lovely party. Oh, I did enjoy it.
Oh, good.
So, what are you doing for your anniversary?
Oh, Will's taking me out to dinner.
Oh.
Don't know where.
He's done the interview already?
Yeah, came round on Sunday.
Mm.
Chatted to Chris for an hour or so and took some pictures of the forge.
Oh, when will it be published?
It'll be in the March edition, so not till the end of February.
Oh, how exciting, though. Mm.
Yeah, well, it'll be good publicity for the business.
Yeah, and what about your job?
Oh, Mum, don't.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I had such a boring day yesterday. Oh. There really wasn't any point in my being there. I just feel like they're...
What?
Making a point all the time. Like I'm the office junior and I must do as I'm told.
Darling, it's not that bad, surely.
I mean, it's nice to have a decent salary coming in.
And you like the people you're working with?
Yeah, but I'm not being given the sort of creative responsibility I was hoping for.
Oh, well, it's early days, darling. We've only been there a couple of months.
Yeah, it's such a come down after my MSc year. The stuff I was working on then was so interesting, and now I'm just, well, sitting at a computer screen all day, churning out routine stuff for this bloke Brendan, who's my immediate boss.
And you don't like him?
Oh, he's all right. He's just a bit smarmy.
Oh, dear.
He treats me like some kind of glorified intern. Giving me all the boring stuff to do and never trusting me to use my own initiative.
Well, you're not going to chuck it in, are you?
No, of course not. Well, not yet, anyway.
It's bound to take a bit of getting used to.
I suppose. I got a Christmas card from Chloe.
Oh, yes.
Oh, do you remember Chloe at Southampton?
Yeah, short black hair and lots of earrings.
Yeah. Well, she's working in Toulouse on the next generation of passenger jets.
Oh.
And Felix is in Singapore earning absolute squillions.
Oh, people do exaggerate, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm in Ramsbury churning out widgets.
Especially in those Christmas letters.
Yeah, maybe.
And I bet their lives are not half as glamorous as they make out.
Well, anyway, if Boss Set Your Life gives Chris's business a boost, mm-hmm. he can pay off his loan and I can retire.
Oh!
Oh, look, there's Gran,
oh.
ready and waiting with her hat and coat on.
Lunch is nearly ready, so go and wash your hands, Georgie.
We saw Nick up at the playground.
Oh, yeah?
Well, where did those flowers come from?
Tracy.
What?
It was the weirdest thing, Mum. Dad had gone out, there was this knock on the door, and there she was.
She swore she'd never set foot in this
house. She came to apologise.
Apologise? Tracy?
Yeah. I didn't want to let her in at first, because she'd been such a cunt.
I know, she was very unpleasant too, yeah.
She swore she'd never forgive me for having grassed up Uncle Keith.
So why the change of heart?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but it was her called the police to arrest Uncle Clive last week.
No.
Yeah. Apparently, he was in a state about something. You know how he can get. He was threatening her and Donna.
Getting violent, you mean?
That's what she said.
So it was her who shocked
yeah.
him?
Yeah. After all her talk about how family should stick together and you never grass up your own kin, she shopped her own brother.
Well, I never.
That's what made her understand why I'd made the call about Uncle Keith.
Wait, is that what she said?
Yeah. Said she'd been a prize idiot and she was ashamed of herself.
Well, that doesn't sound like Tracy.
I know. Hey, and she asked me to forgive her.
And what did you say?
What do you think I said? Of course I said I forgave her.
Oh, Emma, that is such a relief.
Well, it's been horrible these last months, having my own aunt blank me in the streets.
Oh, no, love. It's been really getting me down too, this rift in the family. Oh, that's made my day.
Well, Mrs. Grundy?
Well, oh, this is so lovely.
I thought Grey Gables was the only place we could come. Pity we couldn't go into the Darrington room.
No, the restaurant's fine by me.
Oh, but I had a word with Caroline, and she said if we want to order omelettes or pancakes...
Oh, for the wedding breakfast.
...then Ian will be happy to oblige.
Oh, I don't think that'll be necessary. Look at this menu. Sirloin of Hereford beef.
All good local produce.
Pheasant in a red wine sauce.
Aren't you bored with pheasant?
Never. I get a bit bored with pasta sometimes when it's all the kids want to eat, but no, not pheasant. Oh, and look, lamb with chickpeas. Do you remember on our honeymoon?
Everything came with chickpeas.
Oh, was nice though, wasn't it?
Oh, it was gorgeous.
White sand, clear blue sea, and all that sunshine.
Sunshine. Well, that's a distant memory, isn't it?
Oh, we haven't seen much of that this past year, have we?
But apart from the lack of sunshine?
Oh, it's been the best year of my life.
I'll drink to that.
Night, Georgie.
Kira's out for the count.
Oh, good. Oh, I could do with putting my feet up.
Emma?
What?
There's something worrying me.
What?
You know when Tracy came round this morning?
Yeah.
Did she tell you what Clive was doing? I mean, why he'd come back to Ambridge?
No, she didn't.
He wouldn't have come to see my dad. He's made it quite clear he never wants to see Clive again. And Clive knew perfectly well he wasn't supposed to come here, so why risk it?
Yeah, well, I thought that. I did ask Tracy.
Did you?
Yeah. But thinking about it, she never answered.
Oh, out the way. Go on. Let me just tidy up this corner a bit.
David!
I'm in here.
Do you want me to bring your coffee out?
No, I'll be in a minute. I'm nearly finished. I'm just giving them a bit of fresh straw.
I've had a text from Pip.
Oh, yeah. Is everything all right?
She's having a lovely time, she says. And no broken bones.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'll tell you what else I found out. This'll make you smile.
Is that a promise?
Josh asked me if I had any experience of online banking.
What?
Because he's found an online account that'll give him a better rate of interest than he's getting from the building society. So can I help him transfer his money?
I don't believe it.
He's got a fair bit in his account, you know. That's where he's putting all that money he's earned from helping with the hens.
Well, I never.
And of course, the building society is paying next to no interest at the moment, so he's been shopping around.
Good heavens. He'd be listening to Moneybox Live next.
I don't know where he's got it from, but our Josh is turning into Mr. Sensible.
Well, he obviously takes after me.
Oh,
talking of money, is it this afternoon that Ed's coming round?
Yeah, about 2:00.
All right. Only I didn't see him before he left yesterday, and I need to pay him for all the work he did.
It was very sweet of Alice to come.
Yeah. And how is Jack?
Oh, not so bad. He seemed very happy to see us.
Good.
And he really enjoyed the cake.
Now, have you turned the heating off?
I don't want to come home to frozen pipes.
No, but...
So I've turned it down very low.
Oh, OK. There's your coffee.
Oh, thank you, dear.
And have you remembered your pills?
Yes.
And your reading glasses?
I'm perfectly capable of packing for a few days away, Lillian.
I'm just checking. I always manage to forget something vital.
I made a list and ticked everything off as I put it in my case.
I dare say they have shops in Whitby.
And I remembered to cancel the milk.
Oh. Are you expecting someone?
Of course not. I thought we'd have left by now.
Well, there's really no hurry, as long as we're there before dark.
Hello, Jill.
Morning. Jill.
Come on in. You're lucky to have quartered. Oh, are you going somewhere?
Whitby.
Whitby?
Hmm. And we know it may be cold.
It's a sentimental journey.
Oh.
I went there during the war.
Oh, of course.
I've just made some coffee. Yes, do sit down.
Thanks, but I really can't stop. How long are you away for?
Till Sunday.
Ah, I've had a wasted journey then.
Why?
I was going to tell you about Bob Pullen's funeral.
Oh, that's on Friday, isn't it?
Hmm. We're having tea and sandwiches in the village hall afterwards, and I've absolutely no idea how many people to cater for.
How come you got lumbered with organising it?
Bob left me a letter asking me to.
Did he really?
He was very organised. He had a funeral plan, so everything's paid for.
Oh, good heavens.
I'm sorry I shall miss it. The village won't be the same without him.
No. So, Whitby, remind me, what were you doing there?
She and my dad had a dirty weekend in 1943.
Lillian, really? Wasn't like that at all. We were engaged.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
How romantic.
Yes, it was. That was when we agreed we couldn't wait any longer and we'd get married on his next leave.
And £54. And £172. And that's the lot, is it?
Yep, yeah, I think so.
All your expenditure?
Yeah, it didn't take as long as I thought.
Well, you'd already got all your receipts in order.
Oh, well, Neil did that.
Oh, did he?
I dumped everything in a file. So, well, Neil went through it with me, separated out the bills and the bank statements. I mean, I would have sorted them out eventually.
It saves an awful lot of time if you do it as you go along.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, that's all last year's data entered on your laptop. You with me so far?
Yeah, I think so.
I used to tear me hair out over these computer programs when I first started using them.
This one's a piece of cake compared with the one you showed me last week.
The dairy management program.
Yeah.
Well, I know it looks complicated, and it took me a while to get the hang of it. But keeping track of all your herd paperwork...
Oh, it's a nightmare, I know.
It'll save you so much time and aggravation.
Still not sure that I can justify spending that amount of money, though.
Believe me, Ed, it's worth it. I simply couldn't function without it.
Hmm.
Anyway, getting back to your account.
Yeah, at least this program's free.
Yeah, and it's really, really straightforward to use.
Yeah, it certainly makes things look a lot more manageable, doesn't it, when they're in tidy columns on the screen.
Okay, let's look at some projections.
Oh, this is the scary bit.
It's not just you, Ed. It's been a tough couple of years for all dairy farmers. There have been times when David and I thought we couldn't carry on.
Oh, really?
Oh, what with badgers destroying our old slurry lagoon and the milk companies trying to slash the wholesale price.
Yeah, that was what really messed things up for me.
What?
Well, when Mike cut what he was paying me for the milk.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
I mean, but he had no choice. He was losing customers, so he had to cut his doorstep prices.
But did you not realise how badly it would hit your business?
Well, I mean, I knew my profits would go down, yeah.
But you didn't know by how much.
No.
So you weren't able to negotiate with Mike.
Not really, no.
Because you didn't have the figures to hand. Whereas if you'd had everything on your computer like this...
Yeah.
And you'd been able to see at a glance...
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You're not getting a good enough price, Ed. So I reckon... Well, look, if I were you, I'd have a word with Mike. See if you can't renegotiate what he's paying you.
Don't know about that.
Well, look at the figures, Ed. Even another penny a litre would make a big difference to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
And you've got the makings of a sound little business here.
What, you think so?
Two things you need to do. First, get a fair price for your milk. And second, get your costs down.
I was astonished.
Very rare for a teenager.
Absolutely. I mean, when I was 50...
You couldn't hold on to money for 5 minutes. What on earth you found to spend it on?
Flared jeans and ABBA records, as I recall.
And bottles of cider.
You weren't supposed to know about that.
I always thought Josh has the makings of a good businessman.
Really?
He doesn't give up on things. Like the bees. Most teenagers would have got bored after a few weeks.
Oh, hi, Jill.
Hello, love.
Ah. Just made the tea.
Oh, excellent.
Has Ed gone?
Yeah.
How was it?
Okay. There's a long way to go. He's got no control over his outgoings, and I can't begin to imagine how he manages his VAT return. But actually, the business is by no means a write-off.
So you think he can pull it back?
I do, yeah.
Good.
Well, I hope I've given him a bit of encouragement.
So that's your good deed for the day?
I tried.
Now, Mum's good deed for the week is organising Mr. Pullen's funeral.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
Well, the funeral's the easy bit. It's clearing his bungalow that's going to take the time.
Bert told me that he and Joe Grundy were helping you.
Is that what he said?
It's not true.
In the letter Bob left for me, he said Joe was to have any of his clothes that he wanted. So a few things have gone from the wardrobe.
Right.
But that's all.
I've just been over to see Tracy and honestly, you are not going to believe this, Neil.
What?
Well, you know she came over here yesterday.
Yeah.
And made her peace with Emma, which is such a relief, I can tell you. Just couldn't see a way out of that situation. Mm. Tracy was being so ridiculously stubborn.
Well, so what's she done now?
Nothing. No, it's not Tracy. It's Donna.
Donna?
Well, the one thing I couldn't get my head round was what Clive was doing in Ambridge last week.
Uh-huh.
And Emma didn't know, so I went over to number 6 and asked Tracy straight.
And?
Well, it turns out Donna's been having a fling with Clive.
No.
Can you believe it?
Well, I always thought Donna was a bit lacking in common sense, but that takes the biscuit.
Well, I mean, she's not been coping well since Keith's been inside.
But Clive!
Oh, no.
If she was going to throw herself at another man, for heaven's sake, for anyone but Clive.
Oh, he can be very manipulative. I should know that better than most.
Yeah, even so.
And Donna, well, she's not used to coping on her own. She was in a complete state of shock when Keith was sentenced. She's really lost without him and, well, as you say, she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Hmm.
So I suppose when Clive turns up saying he'll take care of things and look after her...
She should have run a mile.
Well, anyway, she pretty soon realised her mistake and she escaped from the house.
Escaped?
And came over here with Tracy, knowing that he would come after. And when he did, Tracy called the police.
You mean they planned it?
But she absolutely swore me to secrecy.
Well, I should think so. You don't want that little saga getting round the village.
So you're not to mention it to anyone?
Don't worry. There's enough gossip. We don't want to add to it.
Oh, most important of all, no one must ever tell Keith.
The only person I wouldn't trust to keep her mouth shut is Donna.
Oh, she's not that daft. And it'd be the finisher, Keith. He worships the ground she walks on, you know he does. And he's got to have something to look forward to when he does come out.
How much further have we got to go?
About 40 miles.
Are we going to make it before it gets dark?
Should do. The sky up ahead looks clear.
So much for your prediction of wind and rain.
It's not my prediction, Mum. I looked up the 5-day forecast, and it's looking, well, changeable, to say the least.
Our hotel is near the seafront, is it?
Quite near. Why?
Well, perhaps we should take advantage of this fine evening.
To do what?
The thing I remember most clearly is sitting on the seafront in the evening, eating fish and chips out of newspaper.
You're surely not suggesting we should repeat that experience?
Why not?
Because it's the middle of winter and our hotel has a top-class restaurant and I want to eat dinner in the warm with a decent bottle of wine.
Hmm. Anyway, the important thing is that Clive is back behind bars.
Where he belongs.
And Tracy's made it up with Emma, so we can put the whole wretched business behind us.
Mm.
Oh, hello, Ed.
Oh, hiya.
How'd you get on with Ruth?
Okay. It was good.
Ah.
I mean, I've got a fork out for a computer programme and learned to keep proper accounts.
All right.
She said, Ruth said, as long as I get my costs under control, the business could do all right.
Well, that's encouraging, isn't it?
It'll take a bit of time to turn things round, of course, but it looks as if for the first time, I can sort of see the way forward.
Oh, isn't that good? Tracy's made her peace with Emma, and your business has a future. Oh, what a perfect way to start the new year.
I'm going to have a coffee. Do you like something, love?
No, it'll only send me running to the loo again.
Hey,
Now, you know what the midwife said last time?
Yeah, yeah, all right. I'll have some peppermint tea.
What's so funny?
It just reminded me you standing there with the kettle.
What?
Well, when Kenton dipped that jug in the witch's cauldron.
Oh, you're not still laughing about that.
And he offered it round and everyone was going, ooh.
Yeah, well, I hope our baby's going to be as easily amused as you are. Oh. Can I come in?
Oh, hello, Neil. Yeah, of course you can.
I wasn't sure if you'd be back yet, but I saw the van outside. Snippy out there.
Oh, it is. No, I finished the rain, but I still need to pop over to Grange Farm, check up on Rosa.
He doesn't trust Rosa on her own.
Do you want a coffee, Neil?
Oh, that'd be lovely, thanks. Right.
Oh, well, sit yourself down. Right. Tell me all the gossip. How was New Year? Susan said you were having a party.
Yeah, it wasn't really a party, just us and the kids.
And the grandchildren.
Yeah, they're still a bit young to stay up.
Oh, it must be so lovely having them all back living at home with you.
Well, it's... yeah, it's lovely.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah. Look, I was wondering, do you fancy coming down the bull this evening?
I don't know. What do you reckon, Vicky?
Oh, you can count me out. We've got a midwife's appointment this afternoon. It's quite enough excitement for me for one day.
Yeah. You're right.
No, you must go, Mike.
What, and leave you on your own?
Well, I'm a big girl now. Look at me.
Are you sure?
Oh, there won't be many opportunities for going down the pub once the baby arrives.
Well,
what time do you want him, Neil?
Oh, about 7.
Well, he'll be there.
Thank you so much. Oh, what a nice young man.
Yes.
I quite thought that was the last I'd seen in my hat. Oh, this wind is impossible.
Why are they all dressed in that bizarre manner?
What?
That young man and his friends. Are they in fancy dress?
They're Goths, Mum.
They're what?
Goths. It's the Dracula connection.
Dracula?
Oh, good heavens, don't tell me there's something I know about Whitby that you don't.
What? What do you know?
Bram Stoker stayed here when he was writing Dracula.
And that's the reason all these young people dress up like that.
Have you really never come across Goths before?
I apologise for my ignorance.
Oh, no, my hat!
I told you, Lillian.
Oh, it's all right, I've got it.
The thing to do in these conditions is to tie a scarf over your hat.
Or alternatively, we could go back to the hotel and get out of this awful weather.
Oh, we can't let a little breeze like this put us off.
This isn't a breeze, Mum.
And we must at least walk as far as the end of the promenade. There used to be a little tea shop, I remember.
And you think it's still going to be there?
After nearly 70 years, I doubt it very much. Now, come along.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Brenda, love. Are you home?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, I didn't realise.
It's okay. I'm here on my own. We're not busy.
Look, are you doing anything tonight?
Not as far as I know. Why?
You couldn't pop round and see Vicky, could you?
Where are you going to be?
Down the pub. I really don't want to go.
No, of course you don't.
I just ain't happy about leaving her on her own with the baby due any minute.
There, Lucy. Perfectly cosy in this shelter.
Yeah, it's unusual use of the word cosy, but never mind.
This is what Whitby is famous for. Local fish, you see. Probably pulled out of the sea only this morning. Mind you, the price has gone up since 1943.
Yeah, and I bet it doesn't taste as good.
Lovely crisp batter.
It's not wrapped in newspaper for a start.
Mmm.
Which I am sure was a vital part of the experience.
Mmm, that is excellent fish.
Well, wouldn't it be just as excellent if you were sitting in a warm cafe with a plate and a knife and fork?
No, fish and chips definitely taste better in the open air. And look at that view across the harbour. Isn't it lovely?
Lovely.
This is just about the place where we were sitting, your father and I, when he said,
Why don't we get married on my next leave? And 2 months later, that's exactly what we did.
So, it's all systems go?
Yeah. Another week or so.
If she arrives on time.
Oh, yeah.
Which babies never do.
No. What a bit of a nightmare about her arriving Christmas Day and all the doctors and midwives being out of their heads on mulled wine.
I expect a few of them stay sober, just in case.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
But Christmas, that was all right otherwise?
Oh, yeah. Roy and Ailey did all the hard graft. I didn't have to lift a finger.
Yeah, me neither. With Emma back home and insisting on doing her bit, I was pretty much banished from the kitchen.
It's nice, isn't it?
So all I had to do was play with the kids.
It's all working out all right, though, you know, having Emma and the family back home.
Yeah. Although,
what?
I always thought the big advantage of grandchildren was at the end of the day, their mum and dad would take them away.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And this morning, Kira, she was having a bit of a strop, and the thought just crossed my mind, well, we've done Christmas and New Year, isn't it time they all went home?
Oh, dear.
I mean, George and Kira, I love them to bits, and I'm only too glad we can help out.
But sometimes you need to escape down the pub.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Lillian?
I'm in the bathroom.
Are you ready to go down?
Just trying to do something with my hair.
Your phone's making that bleeping noise.
What?
Your phone. I think it's just a text message. Do you want me to see who it is?
No. It's all right, Mum. I expect it's only Brenda.
Brenda?
Probably. She was supposed to be in the office today and I said to get in touch if there was anything, you know.
It's nearly 7:30.
Oh, yes, of course. Silly me. It's just from James. Nothing important.
How's the leg these days?
Oh, healing up nicely.
Oh, come here a minute.
What?
Your hair's all sticking out at the back.
Oh, I didn't finish. I was just trying to backcomb some life into it.
There, that's better.
Right, well, let's go and find a drink, shall we?
Sit yourself down, Brenda.
Oh, thanks.
Your dad's gone down the pub with Neil.
Has he?
But I expect you knew that already.
What?
I bet he rang you, didn't he, and told you I was going to be on my own this evening. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, okay, I admit it.
Oh, Mark's like an old mother in these days. He's phoning me 6 times a day to check I'm all right. And he didn't want to go out tonight, not one little bit. I had to really twist his arm.
I think it's so sweet the way he fusses over you.
Oh, I'm not complaining.
And I was going to come round anyway, if not tonight, tomorrow. So how did you get on with the midwife?
Fine, yeah. Oh, she's such a sweet woman, so reassuring. I was almost tempted to call the baby after her, but she's called Deirdre, and that always makes me think of a drain cleaner.
Never heard of a drain cleaner called Deirdre.
No. Oh, it's just one of those silly associations. Like the name Charmian always makes me think of pickled onions.
Really?
No idea why. We used to have a receptionist at work called Charmian, but I never saw her eat a pickled onion. I never saw her eat anything come to that. She was too concerned about smudging a lip gloss. Used to drink coffee through a straw.
So have you decided on a name?
Not definitely, no.
But tentatively?
Well, we keep coming back to Bethany.
Oh, I like Bethany.
Bethany Clare.
Oh.
Mark's quite keen on Clare.
And you can call her Beth for short, which is nice.
Beth. Oh, little Beth.
That's the trouble with Brenda. You can't shorten it, except to Bren. And that's a sort of gun.
Bethany Clare Tucker. Has a ring to it, doesn't it?
And you're ready, are you?
Ready as I'll ever be. I just don't... I can't... I hardly dare think about the future.
But I thought you'd... you'd come to terms with...
Yeah, I have. And part of me's really looking forward to, you know, meeting my little girl.
But...
The thing is, Neil, Vicky is so upbeat about the whole thing. She's utterly certain that this baby will not be seriously disabled, that she'll be able to do more or less everything. But we don't know that. We can't. I mean, what if she's, you know, the worst end of the Down spectrum?
Well, there's no point.
What if she has other problems? I mean, kids with Downs often have heart defects. And, well, what if she dies?
You can't think like that, Mike.
I can't help it.
We all get cold feet before our kids are born. I remember with Emma.
Worries me is Vicky. I mean, if we did lose the baby, I don't know how she'd ever get through it.
Look, it's not going to happen, Mike. If there was going to be a problem, they'd have whipped her into hospital before then.
But no one knows. That's my point. Until she's born...
None of us knows what our kids are going to be like till we meet them and watch them grow. And sometimes... Do you remember when Christopher was born and he had that cleft lip?
Oh, yeah.
And Susan utterly rejected him. Couldn't accept the fact that her baby was less than perfect.
Oh, look at Christopher now.
Didn't turn out too bad, did he? And Susan's as proud of him as can be.
Yeah.
So there's no point speculating because your daughter will be who she is. But you and Vicky, you're prepared and you've got each other.
Oh, I thought for a while it was going to break us.
Yeah, I know. I remember what a state you were in, but it didn't break you. It made you strong. And now, well, you and Vicky, you're quite a team. And whatever happens, you'll cope.
I just...
What?
I can't stop myself. I just have to hope against hope that Vicky's right. That she will be healthy and happy. And have at least a bit of independence in her life.
All it said in the Echo was that Clive had been rearrested for breaching the conditions of his licence.
I suppose it was too late for the Echo's deadline. Where should I put these plates?
Oh, just on the end there. Then people can help themselves.
Right.
So how do you know?
Well, Robert heard it on Radio Borsetshire. He's been sent back to prison for another 4 years.
Chris will be relieved that he's back inside.
She's not the only one. This is quite a spread you've organised, Jill.
Well, I think, I hope, that a good number of people are going to come to the funeral.
Joe Grundy will attend, I presume.
Oh, yes, he'll definitely be there.
In that case, you need have no fear that the food will go to waste.
I'm sure you're right.
Oh,
is that the bell?
We'd better get down to the church.
Looking very dapper, Joe.
I always thought you should dress your best for a funeral. It's cold, mind. At least you're wearing a tie. Unlike some people. Yeah, look at him over there. Is them tracksuit trousers he's wearing?
Yes.
This young Jazza's come in his kilt.
A bit cold for a skirt.
Oh, well, they're very warm, apparently.
I never realised that Bob Pullen was so popular.
Here's your mum.
Oh, yeah.
Denton, I'm glad you made it.
Well, I said I would. Oh, hi, Linda.
Good morning. You're looking smart, Joe.
Yes, I think I recognise that suit, don't I?
You said Bob Pullen said I could have any of his clothes and took me fancy.
Indeed he did. And I'm glad to see they've gone to a good home.
Oh, here comes the hearse. Come on, we better get into the church.
I thought tomorrow we might take a trip on the steam railway.
Oh, what steam railway?
The North York Moors.
Oh.
It's a real shame we weren't here in October.
Yeah, might have been a bit warmer.
They do a wartime weekend, apparently.
Oh.
That nice young woman in the hotel was telling me. They turn the clock back to 1943. Everyone dresses up in period clothes and arrives here on the steam train. And the cafes all serve wartime food.
Oh, spam fritters and acorn coffee. Not my idea of a fun day out.
Oh, don't be such a silly.
But don't you think people get sentimental about the war? I mean, dressing up and having an outing on a steam train, it's not going to give people much of an idea about what it was really like.
But we did have fun, you know. Why do you think I have such vivid memories of this place?
You were young and in love.
And because life was pretty grim at times, we made the most of what pleasures came our way.
I know.
It was a big adventure for me, coming up here. We didn't have holidays when I was a child, so the furthest I'd ever been was a day trip to Southend.
How did you get here?
By train.
Steam train?
Only sort there was in those days. It was full of young soldiers on their way to Catterick.
Ooh, lovely.
Trains were always packed. And, of course, everybody smoked then, too. But if you opened the window, you got covered in smuts from the engine.
Oh, how ghastly.
No, not at all. It was thrilling. The girl in the hotel said the steam train doesn't come as far as Whitby at this time of year.
Oh, well.
But it definitely runs between Grosmont and Pickering. So, maybe tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to rain tomorrow, Mum, according to the forecast.
Well, if we're on a train, it won't matter, will it?
True, true.
Oh, look, look.
What?
Look at that shop window. Lovely jet jewellery.
Ooh, yeah.
Your father bought me a little jet brooch, I remember. I don't know what happened to it. I expect you or Jennifer borrowed it and then forgot to put it back.
It certainly wasn't me.
Let's go in and see if they've got anything similar.
I thought we were going to the Abbey.
There's plenty of time. Come on.
And I thought Alan's address was delightful, very moving.
He'd certainly done his homework.
I had no idea Mr. Pullen had led such an eventful life.
No. Nice to see his friends from the village turn out.
Mm. But no relatives?
Apparently not. He paid for the funeral and left some instructions for me.
But no will?
I don't think there was much to leave, to be honest.
Well, that's one thing we used to thank Bob Pullen for.
What's that, Joe?
The toilet, eh?
Heavens, yes. That was installed, well, must be 20 years ago.
When Robin Stokes was our vicar.
Bob Pullen had a weak bladder even in them days. I remember thinking at the time they should put a plaque over the door. The Robert Pullen Memorial Toilet.
Joe, I don't think that would be appropriate.
Was what everybody remembers him for.
We were just saying, Joe, that Bob didn't leave a will.
No, no.
Or at least I don't think he did.
No, I don't think so neither.
I certainly haven't found anything like that in his bungalow, have you?
Me? Oh, no, no. Oh, nothing like that. No, nothing at all, no. Shouldn't we be getting over to the village hall for the beet meats?
Is it far?
No, we're very nearly at the steps.
Steps?
I remember Jack and I climbing up there and eating our sandwiches among the ruins.
You're not seriously suggesting we should climb up there?
Well, this is the way to the Abbey.
But I can't even see the top of them, Mum.
There are 199.
What?
Perfectly manageable.
Isn't there a bus or something that we can take up? I mean, we can't possibly climb all that lot.
If we take it slowly.
No, Mum, I am not a mountain goat and neither are you.
All right, I'll go on my own.
No, Mum, for heaven's sake, you'll give yourself a heart attack.
Nonsense. I've got my stick, and I'm not in any hurry. I shall take it very slowly.
Oh, please, Mum.
But I'm going to do it.
Look, I've got to be back at the hotel by 5. I'm expecting an important phone call.
We'll be back in plenty of time. Good heavens, Lillian, I'm not suggesting we come back down those steps in the dark. Now, are you coming or not?
And another thing, new Bob Pullen's gone, I am officially the oldest man in the village.
Yes, that's the third time you've told me that, Joe.
Only the third.
So next time there's any kind of celebration, I'm the one who'll get to cut the cake.
Oh, you surely don't begrudge Mr. Pullen his moment in the sun?
Eh?
When he cut the Jubilee cake.
Ah, should have been me.
There's quite a few sandwiches left, if anyone's still hungry.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say no to one or two more.
Help yourself, Joe.
Yeah, I have to say, Jill Archer, catering today has been first class.
Thank you.
Proper English grub. Unlike that stuff you served up Friday.
Friday?
What, you mean at the show?
Oh, Joe, that was absolutely proper English grub. There was plenty of food you would have recognised, as well as the tasty Elizabethan morsels.
Well, them mince pies tasted definitely foreign to me.
Oh, really?
You can't feed all of the people all of the time, Linda.
No. And,
talking of the show, Kenton.
Yes?
I haven't had the opportunity to thank you.
What?
For your considerable contribution to the success of the evening.
Kind of
you to say so, Linda.
Yeah, and very kind of you. I was afraid that you might think that I'd ruined all your carefully choreographed programme.
It was, I admit, somewhat alarming at the time.
But it was very well received.
Oh, yes. The audience reaction was very gratifying. And although I admit I did initially find your interventions somewhat unnerving.
Funny, though, weren't they?
In retrospect, I can see that the combination of my well-rehearsed vignette and your inspired improvisation fused together in such a way as to produce a highly amusing and memorable theatrical event.
Oh, thanks, Linda. That means a lot to me. And really, you should be thanking Mum as well.
Were you a party to this, Jill?
Oh, no. Not in any significant way. Look. I think Anne's about to leave for the crematorium.
Oh, right. I must have a word with him before he goes. Do excuse me.
Thank you, dear.
What? What have I done?
Linda may forgive you for subverting her show, but she might take umbrage if she knew that I was in on the plot.
Surely not.
Let's not take the risk, shall we?
Yeah. Point taken. But you've done well today, Mum. Old Bob Pullen will be really chuffed at the send-off that you've given him.
I'm just so relieved that everyone came.
Hmm. That's odd. Feels like the end of an era.
Yes. Out with the old and in with the new.
Hello, 2013.
No, I was thinking more... Well, Mr. Pullen's passed away, but any day now, there'll be a new baby in the village. Mike and Vicky's little girl.
Hi.
Hiya.
So good to hear you.
And you. Oh, I'm missing you dreadfully.
Not half as much as I'm missing you.
How's Whitby?
A complete nightmare.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Paul. I couldn't wait to get away from Ambridge. The stress of Christmas and New Year and having to try and behave as if... Well, you know, as if I was having a lovely time. And really all I wanted to do was just... run away.
Well, I thought that was the point of going to Whitby.
Well, it was. I imagine we just have a nice, quiet few days in a top-class hotel, but my mother has other ideas.
She wants to relive her youth.
In quite relentless detail. She was here with my dad during the war, you see, and I've been dragged round all the landmarks of the town, regardless of the fact that it's been blowing a gale most of the time.
Oh, you poor thing.
And the final straw was this afternoon, when she insisted we climb up the steps to the Abbey. All 199 of them.
Your mother's how old?
She was in better shape than I was when we got to the top.
Oh, I wish I was there with you.
Oh, so do I. How's Dubai?
Oh, it's warm. Fairly sunny.
Sounds like heaven.
Not really. It's all right for a couple of weeks, but I miss you.
We neither of us where we want to be.
Have I put my handbag down?
Mum!
Only I can't see
him. I'm on the phone!
Oh, sorry. I thought you'd have finished by now. If I could just...
Mum, this is a private call.
Why? Who are you talking to?
Never you mind.
Oh, sorry.
Look, I'll have a look round in a minute, all right?
Fine.
Oh, dear.
It's okay.
My mother just barged in.
Yeah, I gathered that.
Took me completely by surprise. Oh, Lord, what did that sound like?
You sounded perfectly in control.
No, I didn't. It sounded like someone with a guilty secret. And my mother's not stupid. She's bound to put two and two together.